Good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos. So, after, and again, painstakingly, after the Rambam discusses the halacha, what happens if parents are no longer married? So he moves into the halacha, which is based on the Gemara in Ksuvos, and Daf Kaf Kedmo b'Shas Ptirasu Shel Rabbi Amar Levana Yitzarech, and then the Chachma Yisrael Yitzarech, and he said to them, "He's Hara Bechorimcham." The Gemara says, "What are you talking about?" Of course, it's Din Daraisa. So he says it wasn't their mother. So they said that's also Din Daraisa because the pasuk says Kabed. Es avicha, the rabbos eisha savicha, es imecha, the rabbos bal imecha, vav the rabbos achicha hagadol, we'll get to. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was saying that even though it's not going to be in my lifetime anymore, and the Gemara says that you're only mechuyav min haTorah, the chabed eisha saviv, or bal imo, b'chayim, he says, lachar misa, this is what I want you to do. And on that basis, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a davar hagun to do it, and the Torah says even stronger a mitzvah. I think hithriz al midosav. But let's go to the Rambam, not get too far ahead of ourselves. The Rambam, this is the last halacha in the perek, and again we'll set aside achi havagadol because I think that's really a very separate halacha. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, which is a very important machlokas. Chayiv adam mechabed es eishes aviv afa pishen aimo kolzman shaviv kayim Gemara. So I think the Mechaber made the correct diuk. Eino chayev means you're not obligated, but it's a davar hagun. Like the Beragola comments in the Shulchan Aruch Yerodea Reishmem Sif Chaf Aleph, the Beragola says so. It's what Rebbe wanted his children to do with the tour. He says it's a mitzvah. I think that's too far. Avalachar misasa eino chayev. The very sofrim. Now the Rambam doesn't think it's a din d'oraisa. It's only midirei sofrim. She adam mechayev bechorachem agadol kichor aviv. And there he doesn't say anything about that it being delimited by only bechayev. There's a machlokas Rambam Ramban that we'll get to. But you saw that din tzarachiyun because early in the parak we said chayev lechabdo bechayev chayev lechabdo achramoso. So how can such a distinction exist? So I'd like to suggest the following basic idea, which we talked about before. So when it came to Kibbutz Av Ein B'Chayim, we said there are really four dinim that aggregate into one. Number one, of course, there's the Nitzrachim Abbasisim, Machal Mashke, Malbish Mechasim, it's Mishalav. If you mention Mishalav, it's Mishal Ben, as we discussed. And then there's Sheirus Ke'evet, okay? That obviously could only apply in a lifetime. Then there's Amida Befanav, which can only apply, that's a din Kavod Ashchina. And there's a fourth halacha that we developed, Havanishma B'dvar Aviv V'makom, which we think is maybe the most dominant halacha. That's Shuchoshesh Tamid B'chod Aviv V'ima. You're always thinking, what do they need? And that's not the same as the first din of Machal Mashke, Mavish Mechaseh, which is what I call the Dvar Manitzrachim, Dvar Mabasisim, the basic human needs. No, this is, you know, whatever they need at this time, they need, whatever their needs are, and of course, by definition, it can't be limited to physical needs, emotional needs. So, contra Rashi, as we said at the time, he says, the big kavod is Anishma Dvarav Aviv Lamakam, says, Petruni Mishalaba, so that everybody will realize that you're doing because of your father. No, that's just the external manifestation, but the kiyam is the kiyam shavalev, shu choshish tamid, mishum avivo imo. So, b'chayayim, I believe that din is kolol eishes aviv v'balimo, meaning that what could be a bigger kavod to them that their chosen life partner, whatever your feelings are about it, you respect them, and chas v'chalila, if you're mezalzel on them, it's a tzar shein kamos, you don't need me to tell you, and that it destroys the family, which is an od nezek, and an insult to injury. So of course, that's part of always being choshesh, mikvod aviv, mikvod aviv. Kibbutz the Achar Misa is a totally separate halacha, as we demonstrated. Chayav Chavdo L'Achar Misa. So what is that? So just like, as we explained, this continuation of Anishma Dvar Aviv L'Makom, in the sense that you're always concerned for their needs. So in their lifetime, their needs are their physical and emotional needs. After the lifetime, it's Tzarchei HaNefesh. So Haredi Kaparas Nishkavo, and then if you heard a Davar Shmua, and as we pointed out, it's limited to Divrei Torah, right? You say, this is Kach Shamati, Mishum Abamari. It wasn't just Dad said this, but, right? Because that's all, Sifsos of Dovavos Bakever. So now we understand very well that there's no Shaychus to that halacha of their Nefesh, Lachar Misa. It's only, it's a Menschlichkeit. that, you know, this is a person that my parents are married to and I should care, etc. But it's not fundamentally part of Kibud Avim LaChamisa, which completely is derived from and is manifested in Sarchei HaNeshama.